Well, we're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. For we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie.
Now this piece goes.
Here.
Florence, do you mind?
No, I love jigsaw puzzles.
Damn.
What's the matter, George?
Those damn Russians.
Huh?
They're having problems over at the UN with the Russians. So now Andrew Young ain't gonna make our dinner tomorrow night.
Oh, that's a shame. You see, George is in charge of getting a speaker for the Harlem Boys Club fundraising dinner.
Bentley promised me that I would definitely have Andrew Young. Now I ain't got nobody, not even a lousy politician.
Oh, but George, there must be some other celebrity in New York you could get.
There is somebody, but I don't know how to get him.
Who?
Billy D. Williams.
The Billy D. Williams? The Billy D. Williams whose picture's over my bed? And over my dresser? And over my nightstand?
You mean to say you have three pictures of Billy D. Williams in your room?
No, child, just one great big one. Billy D. from head to toe.
Florence, aren't you getting a little carried away?
I wish I was, Miss Jefferson, because that man could carry me away anytime.
What made you think of Billy D. Williams, George?
He'd be perfect for the dinner, Wheezy. He's a big star. He was raised in Harlem, and he's in town making a movie.
You gonna ask him to speak?
Well, I figure it's worth a try, but first I gotta get his telephone number.
Oh, forget it, Mr. Jefferson. Ain't no way a super somebody like Billy D. Williams is gonna talk to a nobody like you.
How would you know? The closest you ever got to the man is them dumb fan magazines.
Now, those magazines exaggerate about all the stars.
Right. Billy D. ain't no different from no other man. He puts his pants on one leg at a time.
Where did you read that? It must be a new issue.
The best thing for you would be to meet him sometime.
I'm going to meet him right now.
In your bedroom?
Yeah, in my dreams. I'm going to get my fan magazine, take my nap, and float high and free. Who with Billy D?
You know, she's getting weirder every day, Weezy. Make sure you keep her away from the carving knives.
Come on, Helen. How about some pie and coffee?
Sounds great.
Hey, Weezy, how can you eat when I got problems?
George, if I stopped eating every time you had a problem, I would have starved to death years ago.
Hey, Ralph, did you get it?
Yes, sir, I have it right here.
Hey.
But it wasn't an easy job.
Oh.
This caper wasn't a one-man operation, sir. I had to talk with three doormen before I even got the name of Billy D. Williams Hotel.
Oh.
And two maids to get his room number. Plus a bellboy to get his private phone number.
Oh.
Well, thanks, Ralph. I'll call him right now. Hey, wait a minute. Florence is right. Suppose he don't want to talk to me.
Yeah. Have you thought of a double, sir?
I just had a drink.
No, sir. I mean a look-alike.
A look-alike?
Yes, sir. They have a talent agency right here in town that handles look-alikes of famous people. They hire them out for all sorts of occasions.
Hey! You think they may have somebody look like Billy D. Williams?
It's possible. If you're interested, I can look into it further.
Okay, well, look. You go down there and see if they got a Billy D. Williams double. And if they ain't, you see if they got a double for me, because I'm going to need one tomorrow night.
What?
Oh, Mr. J, I'm so sorry about Andrew Young, but the salt talks with the Russians are important.
Salt talks? Damn, first we give them wheat, now they want salt.
No, Mr. J, salt means a strategic arms limitations talks.
Uh-huh, and it also means if I don't get a speaker for tomorrow night's dinner, I'm going to be the laughing stock of the whole black businessmen's organization.
Oh, but isn't there somebody else you can get?
Yeah, somebody I'd like to get, Billy D. Williams.
Oh, do you know him?
No, that's the problem. He won't talk to me.
Oh, yes, I went through that same problem myself once.
Oh, you tried to talk to Billy D. Williams?
Oh, no, I don't even know him. No, when I was a student at Oxford, our cricket club needed a famous speaker for a fundraising dinner.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, it was very nice. We had roast leg of mutton and mint sauce and buttered parsnips.
I mean, the famous guy.
Oh, well, he wouldn't take any of my phone calls either. I just wasn't important enough. But I finally did get him, or rather my uncle did.
Oh, your uncle how?
You see, my uncle's a famous author. He's a very important person himself, so I had him call for me.
Oh, I get it. It takes a VIP to get to a VIP.
Exactly.
Hey, Fetley, you're a genius.
Oh, no, I do have rather a high IQ, but I've always thought of a true genius as someone quite eccentric.
Eccentric?
Yes, you know, strange, weird, a bit daft.
Like I said, Billy, you're a real genius. Famous author. Famous author. Famous author. I got it.
Hello. I'd like to speak to Billy D. Williams, please. It is?
Hey, go ahead!
Billy D. Williams? Right. This is Alex Haley. That's right, the famous author. Look, I'm in town for a worthy cause. The Harlem Boys Club? Yes. I'm speaking at a fundraising dinner for them tomorrow night, and I was just wondering if you'd be able to speak, too. Right. Oh, you can? Oh, that would be great. Yeah, look, we all meet at George Jefferson's place. You know George Jefferson, the famous dry cleaner, an all-around great guy. Yeah, he reads all my books and he's seen all your movies. Yeah, so he'll send a limousine over to pick you up at your place tomorrow about 6. Okay, fine, great. Right, bye. Ah, I did it!
Did what, swallow a frog?
What is all the noise? Didn't I tell y'all I was going to take a nap?
Listen up, everybody. Guess who's coming here tomorrow?
How many guesses do we get?
One. I'll even give you a clue. Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams?
That's Billy right. D. Williams is coming here?
That's Billy right. D. Williams.
He's coming here tomorrow.
Billy D. Williams.
Shut up. Let me talk. He's coming here before me and him go to the boys' club dinner.
George, how did you arrange that?
Well, it was easy. I just told him I was a very important man.
Billy D. Williams coming down here on Earth to mingle with us hoboes.
Florence, he's only a man.
Only a man, Miss Willis? You're talking about my dream prince, a dude who's one of a kind. He's sugar and spice and everything, and I do mean everything nice.
Now, Florence, when you meet Billy D. Williams in person, I'm sure you'll find that he's just an ordinary, normal guy.
Well, we'll see how normal he acts once he gets a load of me in my blue dress.
Why your blue dress?
'Cause blue is Billy D.'s favorite color.
Ooh. Oh, Florence, there's no need to do anything special just because Billy D. Williams is coming. Excuse me, Louise. I better run upstairs and see if I can get an appointment with my hairdresser.
Billy D. Williams in this very room. Well, Lord, you may not come when we call you, but you ain't never late.
George... Do you think we have time to redecorate the whole apartment? What?
Frost, will you answer the door?
Oh, Florence, is Mr. Jefferson around?
He's in the bedroom with Miss Jefferson.
I have some information for him.
I'll see that he gets it.
Oh, well, I guess he's paid me for this already. Would you tell Mr. Jefferson that there is indeed a double for Billy D. Williams?
A double?
Yes. If Mr. Jefferson wants to hire someone who looks exactly like Billy D. Williams, have him call the Famous Doubles Agency. This is their phone number.
Hire somebody? I think he already did that.
Pardon?
Billy D. Williams' phony double is coming over here tomorrow.
Oh, well, then I guess everything's all right.
Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's just fine. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool Florence Johnston with no two-bit copy of Billy D. Williams none of the time.
Hey, where's Florence? I want her to make some hors d'oeuvres.
She's in her room. I'm sure she doesn't want to meet Billy D. Williams until she looks absolutely beautiful.
Oh, well, in that case, we ain't got nothing to worry about. She'll be in there for a year.
George, I still don't understand how you managed to get Billy D. Williams to come over here.
Well, Weezy, that's what I've been wanting to tell you. See, I...
George, it's him.
Hey, Weezy, wait a minute.
Welcome.
Why, thank you, Louise.
What are you doing here?
Well, I was just going out to buy some groceries.
You got all dressed up to go shopping?
Well, you never know who you might run into in a supermarket. Do you want to go with me, Louise?
Oh, I'd like to, Helen. But Billy D. Williams will be here soon.
Oh, that's right. Well, I may as well just stay here and wait. We can go after he leaves.
Oh, what a lovely blue outfit, Helen.
Oh, thank you, Louise. I love blue.
Me too.
Man, if you two are all dressed up, I can imagine what Florence is going to look like.
Somebody call me.
Florence, why are you dressed like that?
Well, I'm through with my work, so I decided to relax for the rest of the evening.
Well, go someplace else and relax. I don't want you scaring Billy D to death.
Florence, he'll be here any minute.
Yeah, I know. But I got to thinking about what y'all said. He's just an ordinary guy. Ain't no need to get all gussied up for him. After all, you two didn't do nothing special.
Florence, I'm gonna give you 3 seconds to get lost. One,
George.
Two.
Florence isn't hurting anything.
Yes, George, I'm sure Mr. Williams won't mind.
Won't mind? The hell he won't. I want everything to be right. He don't want to be hanging around with an old sloppy-looking old maid.
Oh, now, George, come on, y'all.
He's all right. Excuse me. Is this the Jefferson's apartment?
Billy D, come on in. Hey, I'm George Jefferson.
Billy D. Williams.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me that. Hey, Billy D, I want you to meet my wife, Louise.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Jefferson.
Oh, call me Louise Dilly B. Willie Dill. Can I call you?
You can call me anything you want, Louise. Billy D, Billy, it doesn't matter.
Oh. Excuse me, Willie Bill.
Billy D.
Billy D.
And this is our neighbor, Helen Willis.
Hello, Helen. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I think I need a drink of water.
This is our maid, Florence. She's getting ready to go to bed. She's not feeling too good, as you can see.
I'm feeling fine.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Florence.
That goes double for me. And I do mean double.
Won't you sit down, Billy?
Thank you. Won't you join me, please?
Oh, I'd love to.
Is Alex here yet?
Alex?
Yes, Alex Haley.
Alex Haley? Is he coming here too?
Oh, yes, he's a good friend of your husband's.
He is? George, I did.
Alex will be here any minute. Come here, Weezy. I want to see you in the kitchen in a minute.
What?
Hey, Florence, look. Make sure you give our special guest anything he wants. Be right back.
So, you're Billy D. Williams, huh?
Well, that's what my mama told me.
Okay. What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
A cheese omelet.
Cheese omelet? On Thursdays? For your information, Billy D. Williams always has poached eggs and orange juice on Thursday.
He does? I mean, I do.
What's the matter with you? Don't you read the Fan magazine?
No, not really, no.
Well, you better start, honey. That is, if you want to do your job right.
Gee, up until now, I thought I was doing okay.
In Lady Sings the Blues, did Diana Ross wear her flower in her hair on the right side or the left side?
Right. The left?
Listen, mister, whoever's paying you sure ain't getting their money's worth.
Now, you won't tell the studio, will you?
Studio? I got your studio.
So that's why I had to say I was Alex Haley.
But George, you lied to the man.
So what? I lied a little bit. It worked, didn't it? Billy D. Williams is here.
He sure is.
Well, I'm going to tell him the truth.
Okay, Weezy, but it's going to be all your fault.
What will be my fault?
When Billy D. finds out that Alex Haley ain't coming, he's going to probably split.
Oh.
And all them poor kids who are dependent on this benefit to help their boys' club are going to be out of luck. Them poor kids be standing around on the street with nothing to do, saying, man, I wish that old mean lady didn't tell Billy D. Williams about Alex Haley. We'd have some place to play.
George, that's not fair.
Okay, Weezy, see, I knew you'd let me handle it. Mwah. Now, come on, let's go on here and visit with Billy D. Hey, Billy D. How you and Florence getting along?
Oh, fantastic. She's been teaching me a lot. So far, I've learned that I've been eating the wrong food, I don't ride my bike enough, and I have the wrong favorite number.
Well, look, we better get going. We don't want them to start without us.
Well, I think we ought to wait for Alex.
Alex? Oh, yeah. Oh, well, he probably got tied up. You know how famous authors are.
Well, maybe we should call him.
Oh, no, I'll call him.
Billy, I wonder if I could ask you to autograph my copy of Lady Sings the Blues.
Well, I'd be glad to. Have you got a pen?
A pen?
Yes.
Oh, yes, a pen! Oh, how silly of me. I'll get one.
Well, Billy, how's Hollywood?
Smoggy.
What's Diana Ross really like?
Well, she's...
Do you know Burt Reynolds? What about Marlon Brando?
Here's a pen.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Yes.
Now me.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I'll tell him, Alex.
Is that Alex?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me say hello to him.
You gotta go? Okay, bye.
Are you sure that was Alex Haley?
Sure, why?
Well, all I heard was a humming sound.
Humming? Oh, that must have been his typewriter. He's working on his new book, Roots 3. He said it's humming right along. Oh, by the way, he said he won't be able to make the dinner.
Ah.
He's got a bad cold.
Really? When I talked to him this morning, he sounded fine.
This morning? You mean last night?
No, when I talked to him last night, he sounded a lot like you.
Like me?
Yeah, when I talked to Alex Haley this morning, he was in Los Angeles. He's been there all week.
So you mean that you knew all along that...
And it was you that was calling me last night? I'm afraid so, yes.
Well, if you knew all that, how come you still agreed to speak at the dinner?
Well, you see, I grew up in Harlem.
You got that one right.
And I love kids, and I know the Harlem Boys Club is a good cause.
And you ain't mad at me for lying and saying I was Alex Haley?
No, I know where you're coming from. However, I do wish you would have told me who you really were.
Well, if that ain't the pot calling the kettle black.
Florence, would you stop talking crazy?
Oh, it's about time you knew the truth, Miss Jefferson. This turkey ain't Billy D. Williams.
Florence, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, don't act so innocent, Shorty. I know all about that famous doubles agency.
Florence, what are you talking about?
I mean, this dude is a good likeness, and he's handsome and all that, but he can't fool Billy D. Williams' number one fan.
Are you really my number one fan?
No, I'm Billy D. Williams' number one fan, and I know a phony when I see one.
Let's go, Billy.
All right, listen, it's been very nice meeting you, and, and I hope to see you again soon. Take care.
Mr. Jefferson, is Mr. Williams still here?
Oh, no, he ain't, and he never was.
Then who's that?
I don't know who that is. I just know who it ain't.
Well, whoever it is, I mean, whoever it ain't. He dropped his wallet in the back seat of the limousine. The driver gave it to me, and I brought it right up immediately.
Thanks, brother. This yours?
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, no, you don't. Now we'll just find out who you are, Mr. Mr.
Do you want my arm to fall off?
What'd you say?
Do you want my arm to fall off?
That's the line he said to Diana Ross when he first saw it. Lady Sings the Blues.
Hey, I got another one right. I'm afraid so, yes.
Well, now that we got that all settled, let's get going before we get late.
Wait, you can't take it now. Wait a minute, girl. I'm going to put on my blue dress. I'll be right back. And just take me a minute. Don't leave me now.
Oh, sorry, darling. Florence, I really have to go. But, thank you for being my number one fan. Ciao, Bella.
The Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience